What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where I talk about the most important moments, thoughts, wins, and losses behind the scenes at Morning Brew. As always, I'm joined by my co-pilot, Josh Kaplan, and today we are talking about reading between the lines. Let's do it.
Which lines are we reading between?
It's a great question, Josh. Thanks for asking.
We
are reading between the interview question lines. What I mean by that is, you know, a big part of my time right now is focused on hiring. We are hiring what feels like, and I think is literally, more than 20 people into the business this quarter. I am focusing my time on 5 different hires in the content org, which means a lot of my time is spent either reaching out to candidates, interviewing candidates, or organizing the candidate hiring process. And so recently I've been having a number of interviews and I've started to spend way more time being intentional in really thinking about the questions that interviewees are answering or asking me at the end of an interview. So in the past, where I've just been like, oh, you know, that's a good question. That's a good question. I answer it. And, you know, kind of in the blanket way, I'm always just looking, is this person going to ask questions? I feel like that's the checkbox that an interviewer always has. Like, is this person going to have questions prepared? I'm trying to take it a step further and basically be like, how can I actually learn as much about this candidate in the specific questions they're asking as their answers to my questions? And so that's what I'm talking about when I say read between the lines.
It also sounds like you want people to also be interviewing you and to be testing you just as much as you're testing them. And that I think we've found that better candidates make it a two-way street rather than just one.
Yeah. And again, like, I think it's just interesting to think about that for every word that comes out of your mouth, there's a purpose for that word. And whether that is a statement or an answer that has a period at the end, or whether that is a question that has a question mark at the end, they are still words, and words still have purpose for coming out of your mouth. And so what I think that means is, when someone asks you questions in the interview, if you just kind of think to yourself after the conversation, why was this candidate asking these questions? I think there's a lot you can learn about the candidate. So what I've started to do in recent weeks of, you know, having conversations with dozens of potential hires, especially senior hires, is I always think back to the why of why did they ask these questions, and then tie the why to the goals of the role we're hiring for. And understanding kind of like the foundation or the core or the crux of why I think they're answering those questions, does that tie back to kind of the type of thought process I would want from the person that we're hiring for this role? And so what I mean by that is, I'll give an example in recent weeks of, you know, we're hiring for a senior role and I got 3 questions from someone that I was interviewing. The first was, they asked, what is the budget for my organization if I'm hired? The second was, they asked, you know, beyond a few existing brands, how many new brands or new products are you planning on launching in the next year or two? And the third question was, how is the story of Morning Brew going to evolve over the next 3 years? And to me, when I think about the why of these questions, I think it tells me a lot about this person and whether they could be a fit for the role. And so what I mean by that is, why would someone ask, what is the budget for this organization? The way I interpret it is that someone saying, I want to be spending time on something that has significant investment. I want to build something from scratch, but I want to have enough resources where, if things are working, I want this to grow into something massive. So to me, the budget question is one around basically how big of a game am I playing in my new role? The second question of how many brands are we going to launch beyond the ones that exist? To me, this is almost a similar question to the budget one, which is, one, how much freedom am I going to have? How many brands that we haven't yet thought of am I actually going to have the ability to create from scratch? So I think this is one of just like, am I going to be able to be entrepreneurial? Am I going to be able to make decisions that are prompted from me and where I can pour resources into those decisions? I think it's a similar question to one where it's, given my high aspirations, is the, let's call the requirements or the ceiling of this role in line with my high aspirations for the type of role I'm looking for? And the third question, which is, how is the story of the business going to evolve over the next 3 years? I think this is more of a question of risk and also relevance. What I mean by that is, I think when you join a startup, it is really important for you to feel like the founders of the business have a clear sense of where they are going, because if they don't have a clear sense, no one is going to have a clear sense. The second is in defining, say for me, for this interviewee, and me defining what is the story of the business going to be over the next 3 years, it also indicates to the person that asked the question, for what I'm going to be doing, for the role I'm going to serve in the business, does it sound like I'm going to be a big part of that story, and how Alex, one of the co-founders, is telling me how the story is evolving. And so I learned a ton about this interviewee, I think, in being, you know, very aspirational, being pretty strategic, thinking about how is their hiring roadmap going to tie into the requirements of their role, and also in understanding how important is their role going to be in the broader roadmap of the business. So I think I learned far more from three questions than I ever have in interviews in the past. So what I would implore you to do as an interviewer, but even as an interviewee, is take everything a step further, right? So we are trained as we enter the working world. Make sure that you check off the checkbox of asking questions if you're an interviewee, or make sure that if you're an interviewer, that you've been asked questions. If you haven't been asked questions, probably a red flag. I'd actually take that a step further and say, what can you glean from an interviewee about what they care about, based on the why of why they chose to ask questions? But if you're an interviewee, I would say be really thoughtful about the questions you ask and understand the why of why you chose to ask one, two, or three questions instead of a different one, two, or three questions. One request of you is to go leave a review for the Founders Journal on Apple Podcast. As always, thank you for joining the conversation. This is the Founders Journal. We will be back tomorrow. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.